Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick, McGarry Medal last night.
McGarry Medal, yep. Yes.
Yep. Not a household name who won it, Campbell Coombe.
Well, funnily enough, not that I was getting too excited about it, but I did. There was a really good story in the Tyser about he and his brother who drive from Crystal Brook or somewhere.
15,000 Ks they've done this year to come to training and meetings and. Yeah, so, and the brother can play too. He plays on the wing. He's only come down this year from Crystal Brook, whereas Campbell came down several years ago, had played in the underage, played a couple senior games, debuted in 2014. Then he moved back to Crystal Brook and just won a lazy three male medals in a row up there.
All right.
Played in the state countryside, played in all the representative games, obviously, all of that sort of thing. North Adelaide approached him again to come back and have a little crack again, and here we are with the McGarry Medal wrapped around his neck.
That's a great story,
isn't it?
It is a great story. Yet again, country sports people.
And they, the Coombe boys are very good friends with the Hayes boys who play for Woodville West Torrens, and they go up against Grand Final. They used to go away camping, holidays and all that with the Hayeses. They're from up that way as well. So that's even a better story. He said, you know, there'll be a little bit of, you know...
banter.
Yeah, banter out there in the field and that. But, yeah, so, I mean...
It's a great story.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, I don't know much about... I've got to be honest, I haven't watched a hang of a lot of SNFL footy, but my mate Ronnie, the Manum Centerman that I mentioned last week... he's all over North Adelaide, and he told me to put some money on him this week, but I'm not a betting man. So,
is that right? Now,
but you do owe me $20 for the footy tip. So
I thought it was $10, but when did that go up to?
I thought it was $50.
Yes, I know. Well, you had the opportunity.
So, I'll just quickly run through a couple others there. Campbell Coombe with 19 votes. Snook with 17 from Glenelg, Battersby from Sturt 16, and Joel Cross, who's won a couple already, he was 15. But an interesting name on 15 votes,
yes,
equal fourth.
Yes,
Tanunda coach Sammy Calhoun.
Well,
imagine if he won the medal. I mean, and you retire and go and coach your countryside.
Now, according to my memory, you're all over that he was going to get the gig as coach.
Yes, yes. I'd heard on the grapevine in Tanunda.
Well, I mean, since you've got all this experience with the BLNG, there wouldn't be too many fifth-placed McGarry medalists playing in the BLNG.
Fourth. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. And he's only 25. So, but just reading his little bit in the Bunyip paper today, it sounds like I'd say that Paul Stewart's going to help him along with the coaching role. I don't know.
Right.
Just reading between the lines.
That'll all fit into the salary cap, all right, will he?
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't be playing for anything. I think he just wants to come up
for the love.
Look and at the
same,
vines
the
on
same
the way
with
through.
Westhoff. He'd be just.
I don't think they've signed him yet, but I haven't heard. But I would say he'd almost be a shoo-in to play.
Jeez, what sort of side are they going to be? If they've got all those three, plus their...
Oh, and Luke Snowden's coming back next year. I mean, he's a key centre forward.
Even though you reckon you're not a betting man, I'd go for it if
I'm
I was
on
you.
I'm on Tanunda already.
I'm not sure the odds are going to be all that good at
this stage. No, I'll get them now before they realise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the McGarry medal. I mean, that's unreal, though. Sammy to retire at 25, fourth in the medal, but obviously he's had enough. He's got a house in Tanunda and girlfriends in Tanunda and works in Tanunda, and I suppose driving Unley's probably not that much fun in the middle of winter and, well, starting in November.
Well, good on him. I know him reasonably well. He's a lovely guy, and good luck to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I hope all goes well up there for him, and I think Tanunda will be a team to be reckoned with.
I think they might be, yes.
AFL, Rick.
AFL. Preliminary finals.
Prelim. Port.
Well, the thing that fascinates me is obviously to state what we do know is that Port and Brisbane are the two winning sides that got the week off to rest for the preliminary final.
What's your stat on that?
Now, well, the stats are that since they introduced the rest prior to the final starting.
Fingers crossed here, Rick.
Prior, since they've introduced that, the stats of the wing semi-finalist going into the prelim is only 50% going into the grand final. Oh. So that means, what I'm trying to say is, Brisbane and Port, under the old system when there was no rests, because they won their way to the prelim, 97% strike rate.
Oh, okay.
However, since that rest has been in, it's only a short sample, but it's gone down. I mean, 50% to 97% is dramatic change. So, I mean, to be honest, if, and most people, I think, Port finished top, Brisbane finished second. If justice is done, you'd say, well, Port play Brisbane. But who, you know, it's two games.
Wow. It's good. I mean, right, it's
you're,
two
going,
good
you're
games.
Going for Port.
I'm going for Port. Who, I will be going for Port.
What about Brisbane and Geelong?
I'm going for Geelong.
Oh, there's.
I am going for Geelong.
Is that to tidy up the statistics?
No, I was very, very impressed with Geelong last week. I thought against Port, I thought they were probably gone. You know, after I saw them play Port.
Yep.
But by heck, they bounced back last week and I was more than impressed.
Since you forced me on air to make a choice, as much as I want Port to win, I'm going to pick Richmond, but I am going to pick Brisbane to beat Geelong on their on their home
team. Two different. That'd make you about 12 behind me then in the footy tips if you get them. Otherwise,
that's
14.
That's very true. Right.
But that's all right. All good. Rick.
Yes.
The Redbacks. New season, same old Redbacks. Hey?
Where'd you get that from?
I'll turn the paper over now. What's going on there? 19 overs to go. That's all they had to, and they're only five down.
Cannot believe it. You know, I mean, it's very sad. Obviously, all the money that they hired Hussey for his report hasn't done them the world of good because nothing's changed.
Is Gillespie in? He's
in quarantine.
Yeah,
but it's not. Dizzy's not going to go out and bat and bowl, even when he comes back.
Right.
Now the thing that amazes me, and we won't analyse the game totally backwards. However, nothing could have gone easier in theory for the Redbacks. They've won the toss. They've batted on an absolute paradise track, and they've made 314, of which the Premier, Weatherall, he's made the 105.
Okay.
So basically, you know, he's made a third of the score.
What Travie made?
Well, Travie made 30-odd.
Yep.
And that was in two innings because he was missed when he was three.
Oh, okay.
And when he did get out, skying one to deep square leg,
chasing
whatever.
Runs or something, were they?
No, trying to occupy the crease, actually. But But he played the same trick a couple of shots before, but didn't succeed, so he tried again. Now, you know, all right. You know, so they're all out for 314, of which one player's made 105. WA go in, and they are 5 for 215. You'd think, well, the good old Redbacks are in with a chance here. They declared at 5 for 481.
A little partnership there.
Just the odd lazy partnership of 270-odd. Agar, 114 not out. Inglis, who is also the wicket keeper, 153 not out. So
it's got them into a bit of form, anyhow.
Well, they reckon that if you want to get into form, you play the Redbacks.
How did Pope go in the second innings?
If we talk about the first innings, he's taken the early wickets. But I watched them in replay. Two of them were going down leg side. And then he got absolutely hammered. But anyway, so, you know, you'd think, well, there we go. So the Redbacks try again the second dig, all out 177.
Oh, the pitch must have gone off.
Oh, it obviously was turning. You know,
Karen Rolton Oval.
At square. And, of course, in the end, WA get them with two down for 215. Sean Marsh just reels off 110 not out. And nothing has changed. What amazes me, and, you know, some people who've heard me before, listen, read my writings, etc., say I'm a bit tough on the Redbacks, but it's lack of discipline. You've got guys like Travis Head who get to 30, get to 50, and don't get out.
Go on.
And then, I mean, Travis shot in the second dig. He slashed at this short pitch ball as if he's trying to give the catch to the wicketkeeper. Now, you know, as a man who's trying to play test cricket and as captain of the side, you'd think he'd want to bat all day long.
Yeah, and bat himself into like a big 100.
Well, you know, exactly.
Put his name up in lights.
And that's it. Travis, over the journey, makes lots of 50s and doesn't go on with many of them. But, I mean, he's the guy who's meant to be setting the example. You know, and some of the footwork on some of the dismissals was embarrassing.
Really?
They just don't move their feet. Yeah. No wonder they get out. I thought Agar not only batted very well, batted beautifully actually, but bowled beautifully. And it's not having a go at Travi, but he should be in that test side ahead of Travis. He's batting better than Travis, and he's certainly a 10 times better bowler. I mean, he is a frontline bowler.
Yep.
But anyway.
Well, he toured England, didn't he? He made 96
in
or something.
His first, yeah.
It was at Nash's test. And
yeah. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. No, he goes all right.
Yep. So it's a very sad start again.
Mm. Yeah, so I mean, here we go again.
All that hussy
Another
money, all the money that we paid him. Well, the fact is that they haven't released most of his recommendations. there you go. So now...
Local cricket. Have we got any local... Now, you said a couple of the games were washed out, like wet, damp pitches or wet pitches?
Three of the four A-grade games were washed out.
Okay.
Which is understandable with the amount of rain they had during the week. Even though it was first, you know, cabs off the rank for pitches... I think the amount meant that they couldn't get on to roll and prepare them.
Yep.
So three of the four games become one-day games next week.
Just before our show, I was reading the Bunyip, and I just saw a big headline. Barker boys playing for Dublin.
Dublin.
What, in Ireland?
In Ireland.
Both made hundreds.
Both made hundreds.
What, they're playing for over there now, are they, in Dublin? Wow,
well, they are for the time being. Anyway.
Okay,
I mean, you can't
so
do
moved
you,
on.
You cannot do more than make 100.
No, that's
right. And they both made them. I mean, they both can play cricket.
Yep. South have lost a few, though, haven't they? Just on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as we make clear that they haven't, they're not playing in the Barossa and
Lyon.
No.
But
they've lost a lot of players.
Okay, so they're back with the pack this year.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Okay.
But, you know, going back to the Barker boys, they've both made hundreds, which is terrific. And taking nothing away from that, 100 is 100, even in the backyard.
Yep.
I have no idea what standard that competition is, good luck to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have we got a joke, Rick?
We have got a joke, my friend. We have.
And I know it's been passed because you put it past our producer just before. And
correct.
The nod went up.
Anyway, here we go. During his physical, the doctor asked the patient about his daily activity level. He described a typical day this way. Well, yesterday afternoon, for example, I walked along the edge of the lake, drank 8 beers, escaped from wild dogs in the heavy scrub, jumped away from an aggressive brown snake, marched up and down several rocky hills, stood in a patch of poison ivy, crawled out of quicksand and took 4 leaks behind some big trees. Inspired by the story, the doctor said, "You must be one hell of an outdoor man." "Nah," he replied, "I'm just a lousy golfer."
Sounds like my golfing days. Yeah, I always got value for money when I played golf. Plenty
now,
of hits.
Now, we haven't got much
we
time.
We are running
we've
out of time.
We've got a minute or so.
Yep.
I just want to mention one person's name.
Yep.
Rafael Nadal.
Who?
Nadal.
Rafa, hey?
Now, I know you're a Federer man.
I am.
And I'm actually a fan of both. But I think Rafa's performance in winning the French Open puts him into an extraordinary league. They are now equal with 20...
Grand Slams each?
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know whether you'll agree with me. What's the hardest Grand Slam to win?
Playford Open.
Hang on.
I bet he hasn't won that.
I don't think he has.
No, well, I'm only joking.
I don't think either of them have won that, actually.
I don't have.
Well, let's
say... Has anybody won it? Is anybody playing tennis down there?
Let's remove the Playford
Open.
Okay,
Playford Open's
What gone. Do you reckon is the
well,
second half?
The French.
The French Open.
On the old clay, hey?
And that's why... And I don't really want
to
draw a
lazy
line.
13 or 16 or something.
Well, he's won 13 French Opens. Now, that 13 out of 20 titles, that is enormous, you know. And
5 years younger than Federer, too.
He is 5 years younger. They got 20 each. Now, no matter what goes on, if, I mean, he might retire, who knows. Yeah. But you'd think that if he, once Federer retires, if Nadal goes on, you'd think that he'd have to surpass it, wouldn't you?
Oh,
but what a performance to have the two most dominant tennis players in the world, both with 20.
Well, what's the joker? He can't be too far behind him either.
No,
he must be 16 or 17.
But it fascinates me in the world of sport how very rarely do you have people dominate for huge periods of time. I mean, sure, you had Bradman in his era.
Yeah.
But
Drua.
Yeah, for one innings. But, you know, these two guys.
Yeah.
And you throw
Serena Williams in there as well.
Well, that's
can't
true,
you?
Yeah. But these two guys have dominated men's tennis for so long. And,
unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's worth mentioning, I reckon, and particularly when you take into account that 13 of them have been French.
Yeah. Yeah, on playing on that, I mean.
They reckon it's tough, the old clay. So there you go. Well, before we get fired by the producer for running over time, until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.